If you're anything like me, I'll bet you've procrastinated a time or two in your life. And I'll also bet that even with something you want very, very much, there are some things that you procrastinate on. Why do you do this? Why do you put off something you know would benefit you and possibly even change your life? Well, it turns out that there are several good reasons, but there are also several remedies for your procrastination. And that's what we're talking about today.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 24. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're going to talk all about your habit of procrastination and how it may be getting in the way of your arm sculpting goals. I have some really helpful ideas and perspectives to share with you today, so let's dive in. First, let's just define procrastination, because I think if you're listening to me, you probably have done this, and you probably do it in more than one area of your life. You know, when you have something that you need to do, but you avoid it, that's procrastination. Where there may be something that you want to do, you should do it now, but you keep putting it off and putting it off. So either we consciously avoid it, or we try to get ourselves to do it, but we just can't seem to do it. Related to sculpting our arms, let's just say that you make a decision that you want to start planning your meals because it will make your life easier, but you can't seem to think ahead of time and figure out what it will take to get yourself to do that. Let's say that you know you want to eat more protein in general, but you're not taking the time to sit down and plan because it doesn't sound appealing. It doesn't sound exciting. There doesn't seem to be any high motivation to do it. So you don't. You procrastinate. Let's say that you have the idea that you want to start lifting weights after dinner, but when it comes time to do it, you simply tell yourself that you're just not in the mood. So you avoid it. You procrastinate. You do something else instead, or you do nothing else, but you don't do what you intend to do. This can have a big effect in any area of your life that you procrastinate in, but we're going to talk particularly today about the effect that it might have on your arms and your weight. So if you find that you keep making a plan and not following it, clearly you're procrastinating. And you know this. If you hear yourself saying again and again, "Oh, it's too late. I blew it. I'm just going to start Monday." You've heard me use that example many times, but that is the most common form that we use to procrastinate something we should be doing now, but we put off into the fantasy of Monday. You do that because you think that you'll be more in the mood on Monday. But what happens then is you have the same thought habit. So when Monday comes, you're still going to have the same thought of, "Now's not the time. I'm not quite ready. I'll just do it next Monday." Until you begin to hear yourself and it feels so uncomfortable that you want to do something else instead. In order to make a change in how you exercise and eat and how you take care of it yourself, you need to create a plan. But even doing the plan takes time and action and effort and a commitment. And you may find that it seems like there are 100 other more appealing things to do than plan workouts, plan your food, and make a shopping list and cut up veggies in the moment. You may rebel and put off looking at your calendar to see what's coming up for you for the week, and instead just decide to go with the flow and be cozy and watch TV until late into the evening. And then the week rises up to meet you and you're not ready. The pleasure that you get from watching TV or just chilling or playing on the computer, the pleasure you get from doing those things right now, it seems that it's bigger than the pleasure that you will get in a few days. when you wake up and all your food is ready to go, your meals are loosely planned, your workout clothes are laid out and ready to go, and your calendar is filled with nice things that you're going to do for yourself. It's hard for you to feel the future pleasure in the moment when you're required to do something. So there's also feelings that come to us that we create when we procrastinate. When we procrastinate, usually it's a pattern, as I said, in different areas of your life, but the result of it is that we feel defeated. Even though we're doing it to ourselves, we feel defeated when we do. We feel hopeless. You may have felt guilt at doing it. You may have felt unmotivated until something happens that wakes you up, like a health scare or some sudden eye-opening event that makes you wake up and say, okay, I can't procrastinate anymore. I have to do something about this. Where does it come from? You may not care about a goal as much as you think you do. You may not care about a project that you're trying to get yourself to do. Or maybe you care about it, but you still find yourself ending up doing something else. It all starts with the choice that you make all the time. And that choice is, do I do something right now, or do I not do it at all, or do I do something else instead? If you think something is hard, then it's normal to choose to work on something easier instead. That is something to overcome. Sculpting your arms, it's hard, but only to begin with, only because it's new. And anything you do that's new requires more effort in the beginning. If you're trying to get yourself to do a new thing like lift weights or plan and prep your food, if this isn't something that you usually do, your mind isn't naturally going to want to dive in and tackle it. Your mind is going to look for something easier and more familiar to do. But now that we're talking about it, step back and realize that what you've always done has given you the results that you're not so happy with. And that's why together, you and I are going to tackle why we resort to procrastination. There are feelings that you create that can cause you to be more likely to procrastinate. When you procrastinate, you get temporary relief because you're not doing what's hard, what you were trying to get yourself to do. But after that temporary relief wears off, it doesn't usually feel so good. You do it in the moment because you determine how much value that thing has to you, that thing that you're trying to get yourself to do. So the value of doing something different outweighs what you're trying to get yourself to do. And that comes from you placing more value on getting something else right now than on waiting for the future to get what you really want. And this is kind of a catch-22 because since changing your exercise and eating habits takes time, your results are not going to be immediate, at least not that you can measure in your clothing size or on the scale. Typically, you'd rather take the immediate reward of Netflix or that Snickers bar than the future reward of sculpting your arms and eventually changing your self-esteem. It takes time to see what we get when you work on lifting weights and following your nutrition formula. The future reward to you, the benefit, is worth less than what you can get or do right now. That's what you need to acknowledge before you can change the habit of procrastination, to really be honest with yourself and ask yourself why you're doing it. Why do you keep giving in? So the first step is to recognize it as a habit that you have and to plot out how you can overcome this habit. So here's what I want you to look at first. Do you keep setting the same goals over and over again? If you are anything like all the women I work with, privately and in groups, you may feel like you're stuck on a treadmill of continually setting a new goal for yourself and continually not getting yourself to do it. It's not even that you're failing. It's that you're not getting yourself to do what you want to do. And it's very frustrating to not be able to get traction and get some momentum going. when we keep trying over and over again, and you're trying to trick yourself into getting something done without uncovering what's holding you back. So ask yourself, what are the things you hear yourself saying over and over again that leads you to procrastinate doing what you need to do? Is it, I'm too tired? Is it, I'll do it tomorrow? Or is it, oh, it's not such a big deal? Is it, I don't care that much anyway? Is it, it's not worth it because it will never work and I'll never be successful? Catch yourself saying your favorite procrastination thoughts and then recognize them and jump in and dispute them. Notice the things you typically do when you procrastinate, whatever it is, whether it's eating or taking care of yourself or lifting weights. Start to notice the things that you do when you need to make exercise or eating changes, and let those things be like a wake-up call. If you typically surf the internet or go deep on Facebook, or you suddenly have this overwhelming desire to get on the floor and play with your dogs, or suddenly go through every email that comes in the mail to you, these are like little signals that you are heading into your procrastination habit. I want you to catch yourself doing them and not be upset and not be angry at yourself. That's the first step, right? Is just catching yourself non-judgmentally and pausing and seeing that it's just a habit. Whatever you do to avoid doing what you really want to do is a habit. That habit comes from the thoughts that you think over and over again. In order to get motivated to take different actions, you need to feel differently. Because remember, there's a circumstance and that creates our thoughts. Our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings are what lead us to take action or not take action. So if you are continually taking action that smacks of procrastination, I want you to look at what the feeling is you have right before you either decide not to do something or try to do an avoidance activity instead of what you know you should be doing. And then ask yourself, what feeling do you need to do? Do you need to feel to do it? Especially if it's something different than you're used to doing. One of my coaches always tells me, it will only be this hard once. Whenever I'm getting myself to do something new and I'm rebelling against it and I want to procrastinate and I suddenly think of all the drawers and closets in my house that I suddenly need to clean out, and I'm doing that because it feels hard. So it's hard because it's new, but hard isn't bad. We're so used to thinking if something is hard, it should be avoided at all costs. Hard just means something that you don't know yet. And your typical thought is unconsciously and very quickly, I don't feel like putting the effort into it. I have felt that way too, but I know that if I do over and over, it will get me over that hump of effort. Eventually, it will become a newer, easier habit. There's a lot of things that you can do to overcome your procrastination. The first one is going to be what we just talked about, and that's recognizing it. Recognizing it as you start to go into it. And remember that some people start procrastination at the start when they try to get themselves to do something in the beginning. Maybe you procrastinate in sticking to something in the middle and getting over that challenging middle. Or maybe you procrastinate in sticking with it long enough to finish it. Also, you may read about doing something, you may think about doing something, you get yourself excited, but you're not actually doing it. And sometimes you may kid yourself and feel like you're putting a lot of effort into something just because you're thinking about it, but you're still not doing it. Uncover your procrastination habit, and then let's look at concrete ways that you can get yourself out of it. Number one, look at what you want to do. Look at your really big picture goal, okay? Your big picture goal is not to sculpt your arms. Your big picture goal is to figure out why you don't lift weights and you overeat in the first place and stop. And the result of that will be that you can sculpt your arms to be beautiful and sexy. The big picture goal is one thing, and then there's a short-term goal. And the short-term goal may be for you that you need to be aware at the next meal and truly pay attention to your hunger when you start and when you stop eating. Another way to overcome procrastination, the procrastination habit, is to tell other people what you're trying to do. Make it public. Acknowledge that you're struggling with something. And even if you don't ask for help, let people know what you're doing so that you're not hiding behind the procrastination habit and really getting nowhere and beating yourself up, okay? Another option, of course, is to get help. And that's exactly what I do with people, is help them see what they're not able to see for themselves. When you're trying to achieve a goal like this goal, like stopping your procrastination, don't make it all work. Make your life a mix of work and play. Do some work on the goal. Find ways to make it fun. Try to give yourself rewards for getting tiny little steps done that you didn't do before. This works for some people. It might not appeal to you, but you can track what you're doing. You can track how often you get yourself to do what you want to do. That way, you can also see when you don't and when you backslide. What's happening, right? What was the reason? Learn from it. Remember the expression, failing forward, where you may fall down, but you're going to learn from it. Look at your calendar, okay? Put your steps into a calendar and prioritize it. If you are last on the list in everything you do every day, then taking steps to change anything in your life, they're going to be last on the list too. Last on the list gets the least of your energy, the least of your focus, the least of your intelligence. In other words, it's not going to happen. So making it a priority, literally do that. Then if you fall down, and you will, you definitely will fall down. I want you not to generalize. I want you to simply look at it as this is one of those instances where I made this effort and I wasn't able to complete it as well as I liked. But I'm going to pick myself back up and keep going and go back to figuring out what you could learn from it. But don't generalize. Don't do that to yourself where you might say, it's just not meant to be for me. See, I failed and I just can't do it. You know our motto. If anyone in the world can do this, you can too. Procrastination is a huge subject. We're going to come back to it several times. But I want to give you a challenge. I want you to take a look at what you're trying to do and pick the tiniest little thing out and that you'd like to take a step forward on that you haven't been able to get yourself to do. And I want you to set yourself up for success. Visualize how you're going to do it. Think about what obstacles will come up for you and do it. You've got this. Okay, so that's it for now. And I'll see you all next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.